of the Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue. And as you know, each week our survey presents the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, what's going on, brother?
Man, I am good, but I swear it feels like I just took my Christmas tree down. And look, now here we are celebrating the accomplishments of all the artists across the music industry on what is considered music's biggest night, the 59th Grammy Awards. Time for our annual look at some of the jazz and jazz-related categories that have been nominated this year, Bass. And we'll take a listen to a few of them this hour as well.
Yeah, bruh, and not to downplay any of the previous years, but the competition is so thick this year that a butter knife could not touch it at all. We're going to take a look at a little bit of everything, man, from best vocal album to instrumental album, large ensemble to soundtrack, and a whole lot more. Let's go ahead and get this thing going for the week ending February 10th of 2017. So we kick off this week's Grammy presentation with the category of Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. Now, this is the category that was previously called Best Pop Instrumental Album and was renamed back in 2015. It is awarded to the recording artist for quality instrumental albums in the pop music genre. Now, I had an issue with that term pop being placed on cats that live in the contemporary world. So when they changed the name, I was definitely pleased. Anyway, to qualify, the album must contain at least 51% playing time of newly recorded pop instrumental tracks. Albums nominated in this category are Human Nature from Herb Alpert on the Herb Alpert Presents label, Bill Frisell, When You Wish Upon a Star on Sony Masterworks, live from Rochester, New York, the Steve Gadd Band with Way Back Home on the BFM Jazz label, Snarky Puppy, their latest on Decca Records titled Culture Vulture, and Chuck Loeb, the great guitarist on the Shinnecke recording label, up for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. Let's take a listen to Chuck Loeb now on this week's Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. Chuck Loeb. He is no stranger to the program at all. Up for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album, Unspoken is the CD. And we are presenting it to you on the special Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. LaRue.
All right, Bass, let's keep this thing going. The Grammy Award for Best Jazz Improvised Solo is awarded for outstanding instrumental jazz solo performance. Now, in some cases, two equal performers on one recording may be eligible as one entry. The focus is on an individual track from an album. Congratulations to this year's nominees, which include Ravi Coltrane, who did the solo on a tune called In Movement from the album, also titled In Movement. Ravi Coltrane with Jack DeJohnette and Matthew Garrison on the ECM label. Also nominated, pianist Fred Hirsch. He did the solo work on a tune called We See from the album Sunday Night at the Vanguard, the Fred Hirsch trio on Palmetto Records. Also nominated, pianist Brad Meldow for his solo work on the composition I Concentrate on You, as it appears on the album Blues and Ballads, the Brad Meldow trio on the Nonesuch recording label. Guitarist John Scofield also nominated for his solo work on the composition I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And the track we'll take a listen to here from the 13-year-old Bali-born piano prodigy Joey Alexander. The composition Countdown from the album of the same name on the Motema Music label, featured here on this week's special Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. That is pianist Joey Alexander with the title composition from his Motema Music recording, Countdown. One of our top 10 from 2016, so no surprise that his piano work in the running for Best Jazz Improvised Solo at this year's Grammy Awards. Congratulations to all the nominees in the category. Bass?
Hey, thank you, brother. Family, a reminder that you can stay connected with us. Share your thoughts on the program. Check in and let us know where you're listening to it around the country and around the world via our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown. So here's a category that has had more name changes than Sean Puffy Combs, the category of the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album, which initially was created back in 1961 as Best Performance Jazz Large Group, and then it took on five other names until 2001, in which it became what it is today. Some great ensembles were selected as nominations for this year to include Real Enemies, Darcy James Argue Secret Society on the New Amsterdam label, Kaleidoscope Eyes, Music of the Beatles by John DeVersa, which you can find on the BFM Jazz label, All L.A. Band Bob Menzer on Fuzzy Music, The Presidential Suite, Eight Variations on Freedom from the Ted Nash Big Band, which can be found on Motema Music, and a former sideman of Miles Davis, his name John Beasley, as he presents Monkestra Volume 1, which can be found on the Mac Avenue recording label. Let's take a listen to John Beasley's presentation on this week's Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. John Beasley is a cool dude, man, not only doing work with Miles Davis, but serving as music director for Queen Latifah for a while as well. Very diverse he is. Up for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album, John Beasley presents Monkestra. It's on this week's special Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. LaRue.
Good stuff, Brother Bass. Thanks so much. The Grammy for Best Jazz Instrumental Album Awards, outstanding playing on albums containing at least 51% playing time of new instrumental jazz recordings, meaning that there can be vocals, but there must be a majority instrumental on the record. This year, we salute the following nominees in this category. Peter Erskine for the album Dr. You'll find that on Fuzzy Music. The Fred Hirsch Trio, nominated for the CD Sunday Night at the Vanguard on Palmetto Records. Also nominated, Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow for their Nonesuch recording called Nearness. Congratulations as well to guitarist John Schofield for being nominated for the album Country for Old Men on Impulse Records. And the album we'll give a listen to now, a legend who, like me, was born in Philadelphia and, like me, was born on June the 9th. Pianist extraordinaire Kenny Barron and trio, their Impulse recording called Book of Intuition, featured here for Best Jazz Instrumental Album on our special Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. That is music from pianist Kenny Barron and trio. Barron on piano with Kiyoshi Kitagawa on the bass. Jonathan Blake on drums. Book of Intuition on Impulse Recordings. In the running for Best Jazz Instrumental Album at the 59th Grammy Awards. Congratulations to all the nominees in the category. And stay with us. We've got more of our special Grammy edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown coming your way right after this.